It's said that most of the Bible speaks to us, while the Psalms speak for us.
圣经大部分的地方都是向我们说话，但是诗篇是为我们说话。
In the Psalms, we find the people of God at prayer.
在诗篇里面，我们常常发现是祷告的人。
The Psalms brings God into daily life.
在诗篇里面，他们诗篇的诗人把神带到我们每日的生活当中。
Throughout the Psalms, the people of God face various situations, difficulties, and blessings in their daily life.
那么整个的诗篇里面，你看到有许多不同的人，他们有的是非常蒙福的，有的有其他不同的辛苦的地方的人。
In the good times, they turn to God and offer praise.
在时间好的时候，这里面有的人他们所写的诗篇是向神祷告的。
In the difficult times, they turn to God and plead for help.
当他们在经过苦难的时候，他们也把他们的心转向神，向神求告，请神帮助。
So the Psalms serve as a model for us how we should face daily life.
所以诗篇也就教给我们一个功课，教我们怎么样每天的面对我们的日子。
As we go through various circumstances, we can look at Psalms written by people in those same circumstances and model our prayers after theirs.
所以当我们读诗篇的时候，我们可以看见诗篇诗人当时他所写诗的状况，他的背景，也用这些把他们的诗歌，他们的诗篇能够用在我们每日的祷告上面。
So Psalm 1 is a prayer for Enron Corporation.
所以诗篇的第一篇可以是今天在刚刚倒闭的这个 Enron 的这个公司里面可以用得到。
Enron Corporation before bankruptcy.
那么是在这个 Enron 这个这一个公司他们倒闭之前，他们应该有的祷告。
If you are a faithful Christian working in a world where corruption gets promotion, how do you respond to God?
所以，当你若是在一个今天属世的团体里面，你发现一个败坏的人能够在这个属世的公司里面仍然能够节节上升的话，你心里应该有什么样的预备？
This is the situation that the psalmist was facing, and so as we face it, we use Psalm 1 to pray to God for wisdom.
所以当我们若是处在这样类似的状况之下的时候，我们就回到诗篇的第一篇，用里面的话来向神祷告。
A Psalm 2 was written by believers under persecution.
那么诗篇的第二篇是为教会里面是面临着迫害的人的时候，他们所可以用的祷告。
So as Christians face persecution or hostility today, Psalm 2 becomes our prayer to God.
所以当我们看见有教会是在这个被逼迫、被迫害的时候，我们也为那个教会祷告的时候，也可以用诗篇第二篇。
And our text for this morning, Psalm 6, was originally written by a believer in crisis.
那么在这个诗篇第六篇里面所写的诗的这个作者是非常他是为着这个在人在处到危难的时候所有的祷告。
David was in crisis and desperate, and he turned to God.
所以大卫的一生常常是在面临着危难、危急之中，在这种时候的时候，他总是把他的心转向神。
So Psalm 6 speaks for us when we're in crisis and desperate and turn to God.
当我们的心在面临危难。面临着悲伤忧伤的时候，我们也可以学这第六篇里面所讲的这些大卫所讲的话，把我们的心转向神。
There's an old story of a pastor who meets one of his congregants.
那么有一个故事说，有一个牧师碰到他的这个教会里面一位会员。
And he asks, "How are you doing?"
他问他说，你今天的状况如何？
And the reply comes back, well, okay, under the circumstances.
他说在今天的状况之下
Okay. And so the pastor retorts, but what are you doing under there?
他说你在这个今天之下你做什么在之下你做什么
The idea is that we should never be under the circumstances.
也就是说，我们绝对不应该居于在所谓的状况之下。
We are Christians. We love God. We have the power of God.
我们都是基督徒，我们是爱神的人，我们也有神的权柄跟能力。
We should always triumph over the circumstances, never be under them.
所以我们的状况是要永远借着神的力量与神的祷告能够超越今天的状况。
And so we act as though Christians should never get depressed.
也就是说好像我们说一个基督徒是应该永远不会忧虑的。
But of course, in our quiet moments, if we're honest, we admit that we all get discouraged from one point, at one point or another.
但是事实上在我们每天的生活的经验当中我们知道我们总是会有面临忧伤忧虑的时候。
And if we don't admit it in public, we try to hide it instead.
假如说我们在人的面前不好意思表示出来我心里有忧伤的话呢或许我们就把它藏起来。
How are you?
你好吗？
Oh, praise the Lord, life is beautiful.
赞美主，这日子真是好过得很。
You know, my dog just died, my kids flunked in school, my wife is going to leave me, but praise the Lord anyway.
He has to repeat that again. 就是你的生活当中有许许多多让你不如意的事情，但是说他仍然说，哦，赞美主。
And worse still is if we're in leadership, you know, the greater responsibility is to hide our depression, not only for us to hide it from you,But for us to hide it from ourselves.
好像在我们把我们自己的忧郁我们的忧伤把它藏起来的时候不只是藏给人面前藏住甚至于藏为我们自己而藏住。
And there's a symptom called masked depression, where people are depressed and they don't even know it.
那么有一个所谓的就是重大的巨大的这个忧郁就是说当你忧郁到一个地步的时候你自己都不晓得。
You know, there's physical symptoms of depression, but if you ask them how they're doing, they won't say, I'm depressed. They'll just say, I'm tired, I'm worn out.
所以在某一个症状呢，就是说，当你问他说你是不是心里忧愁忧烦呢，他不是这样说，他说，哦，我只是非常非常的疲倦，我已经好像整个疲乏不堪了。
I offer for a moment some brief statistics about depression.
我可以跟大家谈一些那么关于这个忧郁症忧郁的人的这样子的统计数字。
First, psychiatrists treat more depression than any other emotional disturbance.
这个人的忧郁而需要心理医生的治疗是超过其他任何的心理状况。
One in 20 Americans is diagnosed with depression, and there's many that haven't even been to a doctor.
在这个美国人里面二十个里面就有一个去看了心理医生是为了忧郁的关系那许多其他他没有愿意去看医生的人更不在其中
Here's one statistic that many of us will find uncomfortable
那么也许你会觉得下面这个数字你会觉得心里很难以接受
The incidence of depression is highest among those who are between 40 and late 50s
所以患忧郁症者的最多的人是在四十到五十岁多五十多岁的人六十岁以下的人。
Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in America today.
自杀是美国今天第十大这个死亡的原因。
Five times as many women attempt suicide as men.
女生想要自杀的比男生多了五倍。是男生的五倍。
But twice as many men are successful at killing themselves as women.
所以男生比较会计划。所以男生自杀成功的人是女生的两倍。
In the battle between the sexes, I'm not sure that this is a healthy sign of male superiority.
这看起来男生在这方面是比较有恩赐的。
Depression exists in two basic types, two basic categories.
那么这个忧郁症可以说是有两种因素。
And it's helpful to understand this as we face our relationship before God.
当我们要为我们自己面对神的时候，我们是应该要了解这两种不同的因素。
One category is exogenous depression.
He likes to use big words. 那么一种呢是由外在的因素而造成的。
Not my words. This is just so you can understand your doctor if you talk to him about it.
假如你去看心理医生的话，他可能会用这样的字眼。
Exogenous depression is depression brought about by circumstances in your life.
那么你所谓外在因素是在你的生命当中有外在的原因来冲击你的生命，让它产生这样子的结果。
There are some times in life when some things happen to us that we should worry about each other if we don't get depressed.
有的时候的事情，你生命中所面对的事情，假如说这些事情不会让你忧郁的话，你可能真要需要担心。
I know a woman who within 3 years lost her husband and her son.
我认识一个女的，那么她在三年之内，她不但失去了她的先生，也失去了她的儿子。
Her husband died suddenly of a heart attack.
她的先生突然得到心脏病就过去了。
And then for the next 3 years, she nursed her son as he died slowly from cancer.
那么在接下来的三年，她在很辛苦的在照养她的那个儿子，但是她儿子在三年慢慢的因着癌症而去世。
She was a Christian and loved God.
她是一个基督徒，她是一个爱主的基督徒。
Did she get depressed?
她是不是就这样子郁郁不乐呢？
Of course she did.
当然她是的。
I think we should send her for therapy under those circumstances if she doesn't get depressed.
假如她没有忧郁，每天好像是很高兴的话，也许她真的是更需要看医生。
Bad things can happen to us, and they can discourage us deeply for a prolonged period of time, even if we do love God.
虽然甚至于我们都是爱主的人，但是在我们的生活当中也很可能发生这种让我们非常的心情不好，非常的忧郁，非常的疲劳的事。
That's exogenous depression. Depression brought on by outside circumstances.
这是所谓的外在因素所引起的忧郁。
For those of you who know a little Greek, actually it helps. Exo, ex is from out of. Circumstances outside of life that bring on depression.
这个外在，这个英文字的 exo 是表示从外面，从上面，从别的地方来的。
The other category of depression is called endogenous depression.
那么第二种呢，是相反的，是从内部。内在的原因而来的。
The Greek word en means in, depression that arises from within us.
那么这个在这个原来的希腊文是从 endo 这样出来的，那是表示从底下、下面或者里面出来的。
Now, if you ever watch the Winnie the Pooh cartoon with your children, you have an excellent example there of endogenous depression.
如果你看这个 Winnie the Pooh 的这个卡通的话，里面就是一个很好的例子。
Think of Eeyore the donkey.
你记得 Eeyore 就是那个驴子吗？
Every place he walks around, he's always got his shoulders hunched, his head bowed down.
这个驴子他不管到了哪里，他在你那个卡通里都发现他的两个肩膀下垂，头低得非常的低。
Oh me, oh my, everything that happens, he's depressed.
Oh my, oh me. 不管怎么样，我心里通通都觉得不对。
So depression can have one of two causes, either outside circumstances or an internal bent of nature.
所以这个忧郁可以是从外面的因素的影响，也可能是你心里自己本身所产生的。
An endogenous depression, depression that basically is within us, often travels through generations. There must be some kind of genetic link.
这个所谓的内在因素的话，也可能是跟遗传有关系。
And those who are brought up in a family with depressed people tend themselves to be more prone for depression.
所以你如果在一个有忧郁的父母的家庭里长大，你自己可能也就变成相当的有忧郁的倾向。
Part nature, part nurture.
所以一方面可能是自然，一方面可能是后天的培养。
Now, in all of this discussion of depression, we're not talking about people who are sad for 2 or 3 days because they failed an exam or because the cat ran away.
我们所讲的这些忧郁症并不是这个一两天之内因为你的考试考得不好，或者是你的猫跑掉了，或者这些事情让你有一两天的不高兴而已。
We're talking about people who are clinically depressed.
我们是讲他们是实在是在医学上面，在临床的病症上可以证明他实在是有内心的忧郁。
You look at them and you can see from the face, from the shoulders, from the walk, they are depressed.
你看他们的眼睛，看他们的肩膀，看他走动的样子，你知道他心里面不平安。
Pessimism covers everything. Whatever they see the dark side of the cloud.
所以一个人若是他的看法是悲观型的话， 他不管你跟他讲什么，你跟他说什么，他都看见了那负面的一面。
Prolonged depression leads to biochemical changes.
那么你经常的这个忧郁，是让你的身体上，你的生物的化学系统在你的身体里面都有了改变。
Insomnia.
失眠。
Loss of appetite.
没有胃口。
A constant feeling of tiredness.
经常觉得我非常的疲劳。
Anxiety.
非常的挂虑，什么事都不对。
And sometimes even paranoia.
甚至于有神经错乱的现象。
Now we see some of these same conditions in David as he writes in Psalm 6.
所以归根究底，你看这个大卫写第六篇的时候，有这些现象在里面。
Notice the symptoms of depression.
你看他这个这些忧郁的这个各种的症状。
In verse 2 he says, O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony.
那么这边他第二节说，耶和华，求你医治我。因为我的骨头发颤。
There's a physical debilitation here.
甚至于在他的身体上，在他的力气上都已经受到了影响。
And this affects his spiritual life.
当然也影响了他属灵上的生命。
There's a sense of God's disapproval over him.
那么有一种感觉就是说，神对他所做的事情是不容许的。
In verse 1, O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not discipline me in your wrath.
因为在第一节里面很清楚地说，耶和华，求你不要在怒中责备我，也不要在烈怒中惩罚我。
Unlike other psalms, there's no indication that David had sinned here and therefore was under the wrath of God.
因为但是这一篇当然没有讲清楚大卫到底做了什么不对的地方。
He just feels under the wrath of God. He feels that God is distant from him.
这边是讲到他有这样的感觉，他感觉是在神的愤怒当中，在神的怒气当中。
He feels physically discouraged and worn out, and takes this as a sign that God is not empowering him.
他在当他身上觉得没有力气，他觉得疲惫的时候，他感觉到神的权力、神的能量已经从他身上离去了。
And so his physical fatigue becomes a sign of divine disapproval.
所以当他身上觉得疲劳的时候，他感觉得到神对他所做的事情是不允许的。
And these are two common signs of depression in Christians.
所以当基督徒面临到这样子的忧郁症的时候，是一个很通常所见的现象。
Physical fatigue.
那么身体疲倦。
Waking up tired.
你醒来的时候，你觉得很疲劳。
Of a constant sense of physical fatigue. I don't know how I'm going to make it through the day.
好像到一个疲劳的地步，你就不知道你今天的日子要怎么样拖得过去。
And then a sense, apart from any sin, just a vague sense that God has turned away, turned his back on us.
没有清楚地感觉到你到底在神的面前犯了什么样的罪，但是你觉得神的灵好像离去了你。
And we see a third sign of emotional depression in David in verse 3.
那么在第三节里面，我们也看到他第三点，在大卫身上所显现的。
The sense of emotional anguish.
那么在他的有觉得他在灵命上，或者是他的感觉上极度的惊慌。
My soul is in anguish.
这里说我心大大的惊慌。
How long, O Lord, he pleads. How long?
耶和华，你要几时才能救我？
And we get the sense here from David's life of someone like we see today, someone who can barely summon the energy to get out of bed.
好像是描述一个人，他几乎连从床上起来的力气都没有。
Once out of bed, who can barely get the energy to get the clothes off the hangers and get dressed.
好像勉强的起来之后，甚至于拿起衣服来穿上的力气都没有。
Who drags himself out to the car.And drive slowly off to work.
步履蹒跚地到了他的车子里面，来开他的车子。
Who cannot face to read the Bible or pray.
甚至于没有勇气，没有力量打开圣经来读。
Who doesn't want to go to church and have to pretend to be happy in front of all those other happy people.
好像觉得到了教会还需要装出一个笑脸，装给其他看起来很高兴的人，他也是一样。是快乐的。
all those other people, many of whom are also pretending to be happy.
很可能其他这些看起来高兴的人都是在作假的。
And a feeling also we see here of social isolation.
那我们这也看见这个地方呢，他在他的周遭环境，他的社会上，可以说也是被拒绝了，被隔离的。
In verses 6 and 7,
在第六节跟第七节里面说，
I am worn out from groaning.
我因哀哼而困倦。
All night long I flood my bed with weeping.
我每夜流泪，把床榻飘起。
I drench my couch with tears.
把我的褥子都湿透了。
My eyes grow weak with sorrow.
我的眼睛因为忧愁而干瘪。
And they fail me because of all of my foes.
又因为我一切的敌人的关系，使我的眼睛昏花。
And we can see this in depressed people also.
在这些我们也看见一些得到忧郁症的人的身上看得到同样的症状。
The desire to keep away from other people.
因为你不想要跟别人讲话。
The suspicion that maybe those other people are out to get me.
好像总是觉得这些人在那边想要害我。
They don't like me.
他们不喜欢我。
Maybe they want to hurt me.
也许他们想要伤害我。
And depressed people withdraw into their shells.
所以一个患忧郁症的人就会退到他自己的这个壳里面去。
Often we act like spiritually mature Christians cannot get depressed.
我们好像有一种感觉是，或许是在属灵上很强壮的人，他们不会得到忧郁症。
If they do get depressed, this is proof that they're not spiritually mature.
因为假如说人知道他们得到忧郁的这个症的话，或许他们在属灵上就不够成熟。
Many of you would know the name Martin Luther, the founder of Protestant churches.
大家都知道在1500多年的时候，这个基督教从罗马的这个天主教转变成为基督教的时候的当时一个重要的人物叫马丁路德。
He spent his entire life fighting depression.
事实上，如果你读历史的话，你发现他的一生的日子都在为这个忧郁的症状来挣扎。
In part, his battle was with exogenous depression.
在一方面来说，他的这个挣扎是由于外在的因素。
He had a constant series of diseases that wore him out.
那么他身上一直身体上是一直有病，那么这个病呢，让他的体能衰退。
He had battles with the Pope and the hierarchy of the Catholic Church on one hand, and they were trying to kill him.
那么在一方面，因为他想要脱离当时天主教所不正确的教导，所以跟这个教皇有直接的这个斗争。那么同时呢，天主教也想要杀掉他。
And on the other hand, he had battles with some of his extreme followers who were burning down Catholic churches.
那么当跟着他一起。这个做改革运动的有些人呢，他们走了极端，因为他们又去把这个天主教的教堂给这个烧掉。
But much of his depression was endogenous.
但是他更多的忧郁的原因是由于他内在而来的。
His depression lasted with him before, from the time before his conversion until he lay on his deathbed.
那么从他开始接受主，一直到他被主接去，中间他不断的有这个忧郁的症状。
And whenever anyone is depressed that long, the battles are not simply outside, but also inside.
所以在这样子人生这么长的经历当中，他的这个人的征战不只是对外，也是对他自己。
In the midst of his depressions, this great man of faith who started the entire Protestant worldwide movement struggled always with the one basic issue.
那么在他整个这一个在历史上在基督教史上非常重要的一个重要的伟大的人物的时候，在他一生当中他最挣扎的一个问题是这样子的。
The loss of faith that God is good and that he is good to me.
他对神是好的，神对他是好的，这样的信念会往往觉得好像在他手中是流走。
In the depth of one of his depressions, Luther wrote this.
在他这个在他忧郁症的最极端他掉在最深的地方的时候，他曾经这样写过。
For more than a week, I was close to the gates of death and hell.
差不多一个多礼拜的时间，我很靠近一个死亡的门。
I trembled in all my body parts.
我全身到处都在颤抖。
Christ was wholly lost to me.
耶稣基督在我身上，在我心中，好像全然失去了。
I was shaken by desperation.
因为我极度的绝望，所以我全身发抖。
Some of you would also know the name Charles Spurgeon.
你们也知道，在十九世纪一个很有名的布道家，名字叫斯布珍。
Spurgeon was the most famous British preacher of the 1800s.
那么是差不多一千八百年左右，一个英国很有名的一位布道家叫斯布珍。
Sometimes he would be so depressed that he could not get up to preach for weeks in succession.
他有的时候会连续的几个礼拜，他没有办法从他的床上起来去讲道，因为他非常的极端的忧郁。
One time he described struggling with his depression.
那么有一次他把他这个心里面的这些挣扎写下来。
He met with a woman who had the advanced stages of cancer and was greatly suffering.
那么他碰到一个女的，那个女的是在癌症的末期，但她身上有许多的痛苦。
And yet she was rejoicing with joy.
但是那个女的所带来的见证是她有极度喜乐平安的见证。
Meanwhile, Spurgeon himself, who preached to thousands each week, was struggling with depression for no obvious reason.
那么同时，这样一个有名的了不起的布道家，常常向千人布道的，那他所当时忍受的是一个很深的一个忧虑症。
He wrote, "I was laying in bed during this last week, and my spirits were so low that I cried for hours on end."
他这边说我。因为我的灵命的光景是这样的低潮，我可以睡在我的沙发上几个礼拜的时间，不断的哭泣。
Spurgeon faced many difficult circumstances in his ministry.
那么在斯布珍他一生传道的事工当中，的确曾经面对许多的困难。
But much of the cause of his depression came from within him.
但是他大部分他的忧虑是从他心里面来的。
And so he offered counsel.To ministers in training from his own experience.
那么因为他自己的经验，他就能够去帮助一些其他在受训当中的一些传道人。
Because he recognized that pastors can easily get depressed.
因为他非常的明白，虽然做一个传道人，也能够掉入这样一个精神的状况。
In fact, I will tell you what is perhaps the closely guarded pastoral secret.
那么我现在可以告诉你一个他曾经自己保守的非常保守秘密的一个他自己的心中的隐秘机密。
Do you know why most pastors take Monday off?
你知道为什么这个传道人通常是礼拜一放假吗
？After a heavy day of Sunday ministry, often the exhaustion is so great that they can't bear to face another day.
常常一个牧师因为礼拜天工作这个压力是如此之大，到了礼拜一的时候，他几乎已经没有力量能够再面对另外一天。
Now I would love to offer you from Scripture 12 steps by which you can overcome your depression.
我非常愿意能够，假如能够的话，从圣经里面讲出来，比方说十二条怎么样能够overcome 这个忧郁症。
Actually, because depressed people have a hard time concentrating, I should reduce it to 3 steps.
那也许忧郁的人这个很难集中他的注意力，也许我们从十二点变成三点也好。
But we don't have 3 steps in Scripture.
那么实在是圣经当中连三点都没有。
Let's notice together, first of all, how David responded to his depression.
但是我们可以从圣经里面看，当大卫在这样的极度的忧郁症当中，他是怎么样面对这个状况
？No promise of instant cure，
没有说马上就是灵丹妙药马上就好的这样子的办法。
No special technique，
没有什么特别的技巧。
He merely turned to God，
他只是回转到神的面前。
Notice even as he describes his depression， he's bringing God into his life。
就在他在这个诗篇里面叙述他心中的忧郁的时候，他都不断的把神带到这个话的当中。
chapter 6, verse 1. O Lord, do not rebuke me.
那么第一节特别说到说，耶和华，求你不要在怒中责备我。
Verse 2, be merciful to me, O Lord.
那么第二节说，耶和华，求你可怜我。
Verse 2, O Lord, heal me.
那么第二节的后半段说，耶和华，求你医治我。
Verse 3, my soul is in anguish, how long, O Lord?
那么第三节说，我心里面大大的惊惶，但是耶和华，你要到几时呢？
Verse 4, turn, O Lord, and deliver me.
那么第四节说，耶和华，求你转回。
He doesn't think that his depression disqualifies him for approaching God.
所以这个重要的一点就是说，虽然他的极端的心理的低潮，但是他并不觉得他这个时候就要转头不看我们的主。
As in his good times, so in his bad, he simply turns to God.
不管是他在好的时候，或者是 在这个极度困难的时候，他的心总是转向神。
And he calls out for help.
所以他这个时候就向神呼求。
Verse 4, help me not because I deserve it, but help me because you love me.
第四节是特别的说到，耶和华求你转回，并没有说是我值得让你转回，而是求你搭救我，因为你的慈爱拯救我。
Save me because of your unfailing love.
拯救我，因为你的慈爱。
Verse 5, save me from depression because I want to worship you.
那么在这边特别第五节，它的原来的意思是说，求你拯救我，因为我要敬拜你。
No one remembers you when he is dead. Who praises you from the grave?
假如说人都死了，谁在阴间还能够去赞美你呢？求你拯救我，让我能够敬拜你。
Save me, lift me up, don't let me die, because I want to honor you.
求你拯救我，让我不要就这样死去，因为我要继续的把荣耀归给你。
And he appeals to God because of the depth of his own need.
因为他身中极深的需要，所以他把他自己转向神。
He understands that God takes pity on his people.
因为他知道神对他的民是有怜悯的心的。
And so instead of hiding his feelings from himself or from God, he brings them before God.
所以与其把他心中的感觉藏起来，不去见神，而是他把他所有的这些痛苦跟困难带到神的面前。
Verse 6, I am worn out from groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping.
第六节这边特别说，我因恩嗨而困倦，我每夜流泪把床飘起。
No special techniques.
没有什么特别的技巧。
No instant solution.
没有灵丹妙药马上就兑现。
He merely comes before God in his need.
他只是到神的面前来跪下。
And he pleads to God for help.
他求神来帮助他。
Not because he deserves it.
并不是说他配得值得这样的。
But because God cares.
乃是因为神有这样子的爱。
God is merciful.
因为神是有慈爱的神。
God watches over his children.
因为神是看顾他子女的神。
And takes pity on them.
因为神是对他们有怜悯的神。
And so after some time, and we don't know how long, God answers him.
我们不知道，也许经过了多少的时日，神回应了他的呼求。
And David testifies in verse 8, the Lord has heard my weeping.
那么在第八节这边就大卫就说，神啊，他听见了我哀哭的声音。
The Lord has heard my cry for mercy.
神听见我向他呼求，向他哀求的声音。
The Lord accepts my prayer.
神接受了我的祷告。
These words of reassurance do not always come quickly.
那么这样子的话语并不是说在我们的身上能够马上就有回应的。
Don Baker was the pastor of a Baptist church in the Northwest America.
Don Baker 是一个在美国西北方向一个浸信会的牧师。
He suffered from clinical depression, became suicidal, and was warded in a lockdown psychiatric unit.
那么他因为他有这个很极度的心理的病，所以他被他要自杀，于是就被送到一个精神病院，是甚至要关起来的那样的精神病院。
He underwent months of therapy and months of prayer.
那么经过了几个月几个月的治疗跟几个月几个月那么多的祷告。
And he joked about starting every morning with Prozac and prayer. Prozac is a medicine for depressed people.
I didn't know that. 他每天早上一开始一起床的时候先吃他精神病的药然后同时就祷告。
This is a good sign. Our brother has never needed Prozac.
Have you ever needed Prozac?
I have never taken Prozac. Whether or not I ever needed Prozac is a different question altogether.
我们的卢牧师他这个懂很多的英文字，所以这个精神病药的名字他知道。他有没有吃过我不晓得。他说他没有。
Somebody let me know later what that was all about. But the reality of it is, sometimes we need both medical help and spiritual help.
所以这个事实是我们有的时候实在是需要医生们的帮助，也需要神在灵上的帮助。
Baker wrote about his experience just so that Christians could admit to depression.
那么这个 Baker 牧师他把他的这个经历写下来，也就是说告诉这个基督徒，你不用把你在心里面有这样子病痛的时候的事情，用不着把它藏起来。
And he describes the time when after months of prayer and agonizing searching, after months, God answered him.
那么他的这个文章里面特别提到说，经过了几个月的这样子的时间呢，神终于回了他的祷告。
My tears dried, he said.
他说我的眼泪流干了。
I noticed as I remained there that things felt different.
他说当我在那的时候我觉得事情我感觉是不同的。
Nothing ecstatic or noisy.
没有什么是特别的让你觉得好的觉得快乐的或者是觉得很吵闹的。
Nothing high powered or sensational.
没有什么事情是觉得你有杰出的能力的或者是特别好感觉的舒服的。
I just felt different.
我只是觉得不同了。
The cloud was finally gone.
那么这个罩住他的乌云终于消失了。
My world had come alive again.
我的世界又重新苏醒了。
Now Baker makes the point that we never know how or when God will answer.
那么这个 Baker 他所说的话的意思是说我们实在是不知道神在什么时候会应允我们的祷告。
And I have not followed his story since, so I have no idea whether he relapsed or not.
那么这个故事过了之后，我也没有说再回去，再找找看这个人是不是后来又生病了啊？这个我们不晓得。
Some of us may fight this battle all of our lives if we have a natural predisposition toward depression.
因为有的人他天生生下来就可能有这个精神错乱或者是忧郁的这种症状的话，他可能一辈子都会面临同样的这样的挣扎。
Maybe God will touch us and remove it from us.
也许神会触摸我们，把这样子的状况从我们身上挪去。
Or maybe we'll live obediently, honoring God as we walk through this valley for the entirety of our lives.
或许经过这件事情之后，我们遵守神的话，听从神的指引，走过这一切的道路，那么这个就不再会回来。
Psalm 6 does not provide.It does not promise an instant or easy cure.
但是这边诗篇第六篇特别的告诉我们说，这个不是灵丹妙药一样，转眼之间你的病就好了。
But it does give us an invitation to express our emotions before God.
但是呢，它的确的告诉我们，也邀请我们把我们的问题带到神的面前。
Oh Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony.
耶和华求你医治我因为我的骨头发颤
Turn, O Lord, and deliver me
求你转回求你搭救我
And Psalm 6 offers the hope
那么在诗篇第六篇里面是给了我们一个希望
That this God who answered David in his depression
这一位回应大卫王他当时所经过的这个痛苦的这位神
will also answer us in ours
也同样会回应我们对他的呼求
that we or our loved ones will say with David.
那么我们跟我们所爱的人也会同样的像大卫这样说。
The Lord has heard my weeping.
神是听见了我的哀哭。
The Lord has heard my cry for mercy.
耶和华听见了我恳求他的慈爱的祷告。
And in closing, let me give you some practical tips that come from Spurgeon and from Martin Luther.
那么当我今天结束之前，我会把这个史布珍跟马丁路德他们当时所讲的一些很比较实际的做法来给大家做一个参考。
But first, my favorite practical tip that comes from modern medical science.
那么你第一点是要相信今天现代化的这个医学的技术。
Eat chocolate.
若是你不爱吃巧克力，我不知道怎么办。不过吃巧克力。
I tell you no lie, I have read several reports that chocolate is good for depression, and I believe them.
就是说不爱吃巧克力的，你要吃巧克力。
Just don't eat so much that you gain 20 pounds, because then you'll be depressed about that.
如果吃太多了，当然长得太胖了也不好。
Secondly, Luther felt that depression, occasional depression, was necessary for spiritual development.
但是另外一方面说，你偶然的、有的时候的忧郁，可以帮助你属灵的成长。
How do we learn to trust in Jesus if we don't experience His salvation in the midst of crisis and struggle?
假如说我们没有经历主耶稣当我们在危机当中所给我们的拯救的话，我们怎么样去体验他，更加的相信他。
So learn what you can from God's goodness in the midst of depression.
所以当你在这个困难当中，当你在忧愁当中的时候，你也在当中去学习，去寻找神对在你身上的慈爱。
Luther also advises hold God to His promises.
那么马丁路德 也告诉我们说，当神对你的应许，你要抓住。
God, we can pray respectfully. You heard David while he wept.
所以我们可以说，神啊，当大卫在哭的时候，你听了他的祷告。
You heard his cry for mercy.
你听见他向你呼求的慈爱。
I call on you, hear me.
我同样的向你来呼求。求你也听见我对你的祷告。
And Luther advised, quote scripture until you believe it.
马丁路德说，你要不断的去读，去用这个圣经里面的话，因为你不断的用它，就会帮助你去相信它。
And the last bit of advice.
最后一点。
Sometimes Luther says the best solution to advice is good, healthy exercise.
那么马丁路德也很相信说，一个最好的方法呢是常常做运动。
Exercise.
Physical exercise. 做运动。
Harness the horse and spread the manure, he said.
他说去把那个牧场的马，把他的鞋子马蹄装上去，甚至于把马粪拿来到处散布一下。
And medical science tends to confirm this today also.
那么今天的医学也很赞成、很同意这样的一个做法。
Exercise long enough and your brain produces painkillers, natural painkillers, which actually lift your spirits.
假如说你不断的做这个运动的话，你运动的够多的时候，你的头脑会抵抗你的身体的痛苦，而且甚至于帮你的灵命能够提高。
The point basically is don't get so preoccupied with your own situation, you see nothing outside.
因为当你把你为你自己的许多的事情让你这个忧虑的时候，你就看不见许多其他的事。
But in all of these practical tips, our hope is this.
那么在许许多多这些所谓实用实际的这些帮助的这些方法之外呢，
That we will find as David did in verse 8.
那么但是我们同样的会发现当大卫他所发现的。
The Lord hears our weeping.
因为神听见了我们的哭泣。
He hears our cry for mercy.
他听见我们哀哭的声音。
Let's pray together.
我们一同低头祷告。
Father, we count on you.
天父，我们实在是仰望你。
Hear us when we cry for mercy.
求你听见我们向你的呼求。
Comfort us when we weep.
你帮助我们，安慰我们，当我们向你哭的时候。
And help us to be both godly and honest with each other and with you.
让我们能够在你的面前能够蒙你的喜悦，而且在彼此之间也能够有彼此的负责。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.